This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 477 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. September corn, 475 and a half, down 5 3/4. December corn, 475 and 3/4, down 5 1/4. July soybeans, 1485 and a quarter, up 20 1/4. August soybeans, 1419 and 3/4, up 20. September soybeans, 1293 and a quarter, up 19 1/4. July wheat, 674 and a half, up 1/4. September wheat, 683 and 3/4, up 1/2. December wheat, 699 and 3/4, up 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Technical trading pushed soybeans higher. Corn sought lower levels with the forecast for great planting weather. And with tensions easing in the Ukraine and wheat being shipped from there, wheat ended the day steady. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 447 to 476. Soybean bids were 16 cents higher at 1466 to 1493. In central Illinois, grain dealers quoted corn bids 6 cents lower at 445 to 474. Soybean bids were 20 to 22 cents higher at 1477 to 1512. And in the southern part of the state, corn bids were 7 to 8 cents lower at 456 to 491. Soybean bids were 10 to 18 cents higher at 1485 to 1507. And wheat bids were a penny higher at 640 to 672. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 10 to 20 cents higher at 1515 to 1535. The basis was steady to 10 lower at 30 to 50 over the July. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 1550 to 515.50 to 532.50 per ton. That was $10.30 higher, with the basis steady at 25 to 40 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 6 to 10 cents lower at 475 to 491, with the basis steady to 4 lower at 2 under to 14 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 480 to 484, with the basis unchanged to 2 lower at 3 to 7 over the July. Soybeans ended 18 to 20 cents higher at 1498 to 1503, with the basis steady to 2 lower at 13 to 18 over the July. New crop wheat prices ended mixed at 647 to 650, with the basis steady to 1 lower at 25 to 28 over the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 10 cents lower at 503 to 505, and these elevators raised their soybean prices 20 to 21 cents with quotations of 1521 to 1530. Soft wheat closed steady to one higher at 680 to 690, and Milo ended the day 6 to 7 cents lower at 492 to 503. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 435 to 451, and soybeans 1196 to 1224. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 436 to 456, and soybeans 1197 to 1221. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 444 to 451, soybeans 1201 to 1231. And soft wheat was 640 to 665. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 139.40, up $1.50. August live cattle, 140.55, up $2.17. October live cattle, 144.22, up $1.92. May feeder cattle, 188.47, up $1.17. August feeder cattle, 196.20, up $2.87. September feeder cattle, 197.30, up $3. June lean hogs, 119.37, up 45 cents. July lean hogs, 125.67, up 42 cents. August lean hogs, 126.60, up a dollar. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 19th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 104.73 to 106 with a weighted average carcass price of 104.88. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $6 lower for the heavier ones with moderate demand for moderate trading or moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 73, 4 to 5 weights 74 to 79, 5 to 6 weights 78 to 81, and 6 weights and up 80 to 82. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $76 to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,746 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $148.50, and heifers on a live basis were $150.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 234 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $114.67, and that was 48 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for select and choice beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $227.22, and that was $1.24 higher, with select carcasses at $217.54, that was 83 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000, that compared to 116,000 last week and 125,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 385,000, that compared to 393,000 last week and 412,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May and June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.82. May and June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.73. May and June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.98. May and June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.87. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.54. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.82, corn at Scottville is $4.73, beans at Greenfield are $14.98, beans at Scottville are $14.87, and wheat at Scottville is $6.54. Applications for the 2015 American Soybean Association DuPont Young Leader Program are now being accepted online. ASA President Ray Gasser says the program has shaped not only the soybean industry, but all of agriculture by providing industry-leading training in an environment that fosters collaboration between farmers throughout the United States. The program is a two-part educational training program. The first part takes place in Johnston, Iowa, November 18th through the 21st, and the second part takes place in Phoenix, Arizona, February 24th through the 28th, in conjunction with the 20th Annual Commodity Classic. For additional program information and to apply, you can visit soygrowers.com/learn/young-leader-program. The Illinois Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop and weather report yesterday afternoon. Rains and cool weather slowed planting last week. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.87 inches, 0.8 inches above normal. Temperatures averaged 54.6 degrees, 8.3 degrees below normal. Corn planting increased to 84% complete, ahead of the five-year average of 73%. Soybean planting progressed to 36% complete, slightly ahead of the five-year average of 32%. Oat and sorghum planting progressed to 86 and 13% complete, respectively. Winter wheat headed reached 50%, behind the five-year average of 67%. Topsoil moisture was rated at 6% short, 71% adequate, and 23% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 3% very short, 19% short, 68% adequate, and 10% surplus. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 2% very poor, 7% poor, 29% fair, 45% good, and 17% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 4% poor, 34% fair, 44% good, and 17% excellent. Morgan's Meat Market, a Mattoon, Illinois establishment, has recalled approximately 216 pounds of uninspected ground beef products. Under state and federal regulations, meat products produced without the benefit of inspection are considered unfit for human consumption and are required to be recalled. The Illinois Department of Agriculture discovered the potential health hazard during an investigation that is ongoing. Meat and poultry inspectors also determined the products included in the recall were not produced using mandatory hazard analysis and critical control point plans, a systematic preventative approach to food safety that seeks to eliminate risks from biological, chemical, and physical hazards in the production process. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has received no reports of illness due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned they may have contracted a foodborne illness should contact their health care provider. Products subject to the recall were sold at one retail location in Effingham, Illinois. They bear the establishment number 516 inside the Illinois Mark of Inspection. For further information on the recalled products, consumers can contact the plant's representative, Charles Morgan, at 217-234-4949. Anyone who owns a CDL may want to pay close attention to a deadline coming up this week. As of this Wednesday, May 21st, any DOT physicals must be done by a DOT-registered practitioner. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, has more.
This has been talked about for the last 2 years, that this deadline, May 21, is a date that anybody after that date that goes to get a DOT physical, and there's 400,000 of them here in the state of Illinois, anyone who goes to get a new medical card and a DOT physical has to use a medical doctor, nurse practitioner, or doctor of osteopathy, chiropractor, who they use to have that physical done, has to be done by someone who's certified and on this national registry. How do I know if my doctor's on there? You go to www.fmcsa.dot.gov, and that will take you to where the medical registry is. Go in there, you type in your zip code or whatever, and it'll tell you all the doctors within 25-50 mile radius, whatever you want to put in there, that are certified to do DOT physicals. Now here's the hook, though. The problem is that there aren't that many doctors that are on this list. In the last month or so, a lot more doctors have jumped on, but there still aren't a lot there. So you want to double check if your physical comes due anytime after Wednesday to check to make sure that your doctor, chiropractor, practitioner is on that list to get that DOT physical done.
Because that could kind of create a problem. People in our listening area, for example, may have to travel quite a ways to get a physical if their doctor is not on the registry.
Yeah, and I think there's, you know, if you look at it, it may mean traveling to Springfield, may mean traveling to Belleville, Alton. I mean, there are, in the Litchfield area, there are a few, but not many. and you may end up going to Decatur, Springfield, Champaign, what have you, if you can't get it. Because the problem is, for a lot of these, is that they do DOT physicals, but it's not their whole practice. So they can only schedule so many at a time. Well, if you got all these people come running in, say, I need a DOT physical today, the doctor may come back and say, well, I can't see you until next week. Then you're going to be you're going to have to go shopping to try to find a doctor who will do it. And, you know, the DOT physical itself, you know, takes some time. It takes filling out paperwork and everything. But the drivers have to have it. The DOT physical is a requirement, just like the CDL. Can't drive without a proper physical and a certified physical. And that just shows that you're medically qualified to drive.
So in order for it to be a DOT physical after Wednesday, it needs to be done by a registered practitioner. Otherwise, it's just a physical.
That's right. That's correct.
Also coming up soon, Schaefer said he expects to see a final rule on covered farm vehicle legislation.
Covered farm vehicles. This is an issue that's been out there for a while in terms of reaction to the last transportation bill. Exemptions, the agriculture exemptions that were built into this legislation, the federal legislation, had to be approved by the state of Illinois. In Illinois, what they're doing is trying to define what is a covered farm vehicle. And that's easy to do, you know, on certain vehicles, but then you've got this gray area. You've got pickup trucks that trucks that are under 12,000 pounds, and they have no way of designating it right now. What they're going to do is that they're going to issue a sticker that basically will be a CFV exemption, and they'll charge $10 for it. So that way you can hook it up. You can hook your trailers. If the vehicle is being used for farm purposes, then it's exempt from a lot of the requirements of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. And the ag exemptions that are under there will then trickle down all the way down to these covered farm vehicles. Right now, you know, the ag exemption pretty much is those over 26,000. Farmers, truckers, they understand that, what that is. But this will also cover, you know, pickup trucks, dualies, those vehicles also from 12 to 26,000. And that's a big issue, I mean, for a lot of people because of the fact that the exemption's there, but they can't use it until this bill passes the General Assembly.
Well, hopefully it passes, or at least that there's a decision made so people can know for sure if their vehicle can be considered a covered farm vehicle.
Yeah, this bill passed out of the Senate. Senator Toy Hutchison carried the bill and passed out of the Senate. A lot of discussion because of the fact that the safety police, trucking interest, ag interest, government officials, Secretary of State, state police, all these all had to weigh in on this. And, I mean, it basically was one of those that had a lot of luggage going with it. Bill passed out of the Senate and was voted out of the House Transportation Committee last week. So we'll see it moving pretty quick and should be out of the General Assembly by the time they adjourn in about 2 weeks.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.